We are constantly hearing how information overload is a concern. And with the internet, people are publishing things all the time. And when you try to write something now to get on the internet, if you want it read, it needs to be concise and short and fast. And still, then people don't have time to read all that stuff. So I'm trying another approach. I'm going to give you an audio overview of a newsletter that I put out once a month. This is Debbie Davis with 3D Communications. My newsletter is called New Media in 3D, and the July 15th issue is themed Websites and Workshops. And I used this newsletter to announce my new website. 3D Communications has a new website at www.3ddebbie.com, and it's a website that I built myself just so that I could have some experience with how to build a website and know what people are dealing with. And I also was able to post 11 workshops on my new website. I've got social media workshops that are now available in the Denver area. So check out my website and see what it looks like. The whole point there is that if I can do it, you can do it. I used WordPress.org for the current website. Last year, I used GoDaddy that gives you all these templates and hosting and all that sort of thing, and a lot of great support over the phone, which I used a lot when I was learning how to do it. But now that that's all behind me, the experience was not that difficult. And again, if I can do it, you can do it. So you need to have a website, but you don't have to spend a lot of money doing it. I have three articles in this e-newsletter. And one of them is your website is not what it used to be. The point there being that you don't have to have a webmaster. You don't have to hire somebody to do it for you. You can do it yourself, and then you can be in control of your website. If you want to make any changes on it, you've got access to it. It's easy enough to do. So the website doesn't have to be this big mysterious place, where you have to hire experts to do it for you. So get in there, check out, places like GoDaddy or WordPress.org, and see what you can do about putting together your website. And then when you do put your website together, the other article I wrote is your website is not a digital version of your brochure. It can't just be an information piece anymore. It needs to be more interactive, and it needs to be very searchable. You're using your keywords, you want to have fresh content, that sort of thing. You want to have a call to action. You want to know what you want your visitors to do when they get to your website, and then you want to make it convenient for them to do that. So if it's, click something and sign up for the newsletter, click something and view a video, click something and be connected to something else that you want to introduce them to. So your call to action and make it convenient. Make sure that your navigation is easy and intuitive, so that people don't get lost or frustrated. Make sure all your links are working. And then, of course, you want to have quality content. So you know your business, you know your audience, your target market, so write for them. Give them what they want so that they'll keep coming back and learning more. Make sure that it's valuable to them, not just a sell piece, not just hawking your wares, but really good quality, valuable content so that they'll be keep coming back for it. And then remember that your website is never done. Once you get your website ready and presentable, you're going to want to go back in there at least once a week, and you're going to want to update it with either an event or a product launch or a status update on something you're doing. If you attach your blog to your website, that's a great way to keep your website fresh, because your blog will be updated regularly. I've got some links in the newsletter with tools to help you measure the effectiveness of your website and learn some tricks about making your website really effective. Also, just a reminder that there's a link in the newsletter for the workshops. I've got four workshops in August, and those are in the Denver area. So I hope you'll check it all out. And if you want a copy of this newsletter, just leave a message. Leave me a comment here on this fan page or this Facebook page. Let me know, and I'll get an URL to the digital version of the newsletter. Thanks for listening.